On the Boss Man Show, Boss Report, Nacho May, Neek, and Boss Man in the house, bringing you the craziest stories from around the world and nation here on the Boss Report. Neek, it's February now. January was crazy. I only imagine we're here this month. We're from Florida and beyond, man.
Another month from Florida. Whole another month from Florida, man. A whole another month.
We tried Arizona. It was just too dry.
Right. For the first time ever, it was dry. Usually they have some random shit out there, but dry.
We had DUIs, robberies, and murders. That's all we had.
Yeah, we'll pick another state for next time. I think one. Yeah. I think one. By the end of this, I think of a new one.
Okay. Well, Neek, first story today is this, bro. This is about Wendy Williams, who hired a private investigator to follow her ex, who cheated her entire pregnancy, drags his backwoods Barbie mistress, says, quote, she's one in a long string.
Okay. I guess, you know, she's still holding on to that. I got a reason. There's a reason to hold on to it if you're cheating on or whatever, for cheating or whatever, but I don't want to get no private investigator. Like, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
What's the point? Like, it's over.
Exactly.
Done. Move
My
on.
My point is this. Who wants Wendy Williams anyway? I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. That's just me, though.
She's like, she take all your business.
Bruh. Everything.
All your business.
Everything will be told. I'm good.
I'm straight on that.
Now, this is typical Florida, Neek. Florida man shoots another Florida man 94 times, only hits him once in the left buttock. The victim drives himself to the hospital.
That sounds like some Star Wars shit. Like, you know, the stormtroopers and they can't hit nothing.
He couldn't hit him one time and left buttocks.
You know, one time. 94 shots?
94.
He had a terrible shot. Very terrible shot. Just quit, man. Get some glasses or something.
Well, yeah, it's terrible, Neek. I don't get it.
That's a lot of bullets to waste.
I want to know what dude did to get shot at 94 times.
What did he do to get shot at that many times? Damn.
That has to be slept with his woman, stole his money, or something.
That's a lot of damn bullets.
It's got to be money or female.
Another thing about that, who has that many bullets on now?
A Florida man.
And there's a whole 94 bullets ready to go. That don't sound right.
And couldn't he hit a lick?
And then hit once. Yo, that's just wild, man. That's wild.
Well, this story goes to my favorite town in Tennessee. East Ridge, Tennessee, exit 1 off 75, heading to Atlanta. My favorite town in Tennessee. I'm leaving Tennessee. It's my favorite town. But East Ridge Middle School principal apologizes for declaring All Lives Matter during Black History Month, and she's a black principal. East Ridge, bro, 423, the last exit in Tennessee off I-24, and 75, heading to Atlanta.
She claimed All Lives Matter.
Do a Black History Month.
Do a Black History Month. And she's black. Let me guess, she has a white husband.
Probably. It's East Ridge, so probably. Because that's not Chattanooga. It's East Ridge, so probably. But I can't say for sure.
Jeez Louise, man. Come on, man. Like, is it? What was the point of doing that during Black History Month?
Because Black Lives Matter, and so does All Lives Matter during Black History Month. Yes.
No, that, what, man, fast forward, let's go.
That part. That part.
Now, it's All Lives Matter during Black History Month, huh? Excuse me?
I mean, every month besides February is White History Month. So why would you do that during?
Or at least a different Heritage Month or something.
The one time is our month as a Black principal. You go with that?
Do that during Hispanic Month or something. nothing against Latin community, nothing against them. But try that during that month and see how they take it.
Yes. It's already the shortest month of the year. Already.
Right.
Then you're going to gloss it with what the people who demonize Black Lives Matter say. All lives matter. Blue lives matter. You going to go with that gloss?
I mean, I guess you're trying. I mean, if we're right, we're talking about East Ridge.
The last city before you get to Georgia. The last town right below Chattanooga.
It's not that many Black people there, probably. She probably just want to do All Lives Matter.
It's one exit, bro. It's exit one off 75. It's just one exit.
Exactly. So,
my favorite town in Tennessee. Now, the town I also dread, too. I dread the town, too, Nick, because I'm back, mate. Damn, I'm back. When I'm going, I'm happy. When I come back, I'm sad.
Nah.
It's kind of like when I see Germantown Road and I see Bartlett, I feel good. I'm heading to Memphis. When I see them, I'm like, damn, I'm leaving. It's that feeling you get when you're going and coming.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
But still, we all know who she was playing that for.
Oh, yeah, of course. Her constituents in East Ridge in that little small town.
Exactly.
Bruh. Whew, here we go. Minnesota man travels to Texas to cuff the Johnson of his ex's new husband because she's expecting triplets by him. Too late, bro. He already knocked up with triplets.
It's too late now.
He left Minnesota. It's called Texas.
But what part of Texas? I need to do some math question. Let me see some math question.
Galveston, brother. From Minneapolis.
Wow. Galveston, Texas?
Yes. No, his quote was, "She's still my bee." She's carrying his history.
That's at least a day. That's almost a whole day. That's 21 hours.
Just to go down and chop the man off because your chick is knocked up by him, your ex is knocked up by him and she's married to him. Come on, bro. Like, come on.
That's 21 hours, cuz.
Just to go cut the man off.
21 hours. 21. 21. I don't look. I'm done with him. 21 hours.
I wonder, is he a Florida man in Minnesota? I wonder.
First of all, by hour 10, I want to change my mind and went on. Like, am I really going to do this? No. Mustang, you. Stay at a hotel somewhere and then go home.
Cause you can't stop. Shawty, she put the post on Instagram. We're expecting triplets. We're gonna have a team of three. She's put it. It's done. He did his business.
It's done.
I mean, you should have cut him off before that happened.
Cut your losses.
Exactly. Done.
Game over.
Whoo, this story gonna tear you up, Neek. A Connecticut doctor beat down in the ICU after doing a prostate exam. He tricked the patient into thinking it was his hand, but really was his pole he stuck up in him. And the patient destroyed the doctor, beat him down like something serious for tricking him like that. Had him to put his hand on the wall and bend him over. And it wasn't the hand, it was the doctor's Johnson in him.
That's right.
Yes.
Dude, that's right. That is rape.
I don't get it.
That is the definition of right there. And you're going to lose your job. So,
first of all, I thought the exam, you laying down on a table or something. I never had it before. I thought that was a laying down situation, not where you stand up with your hands up and you bend over. I didn't think that was part of the procedure.
I don't think you knew that.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's right. And clearly he didn't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a female do that for me when that time comes. I ain't letting no man do that procedure for me. Nope, not happening. Ain't happening, Captain.
Yeah. I'm blaming you, but yeah.
Pathetic.
Terrible. I feel bad for that man, but yeah.
Well, Florida man accused of sex crimes cuts ankle monitor, starts a GoFundMe to flee the country.
You started for GoFundMe?
Yes, to flee the country. Cut the ankle monitor.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Very. Just run away, sir. You got the monster off. Go for make a run for it.
I mean, even if you make a run for it, you're still going to get, even when they catch you, they're still going to get you for another charge and put that on top of it.
If the monster's already cut off, just make the most of it. Go for it.
I mean,
you already don't went that far.
I mean, but why? I mean, cutting it off, then planning on fleeing to add more to it. That's more charges to him.
But he started a GoFundMe to flee the country. Just flee the country. He could have went to Fort Lauderdale or Miami, got on a ferry, went to the Bahamas. He would be safe. Could he escape? Mm-hmm.
You pretty much let the police know you was going to leave, so.
Because you can't go to Cuba. You can go to the Bahamas and get over there because you don't need a passport to go to the Bahamas. You need an ID.
I mean, he pretty much just gave himself away. That's my thing.
Yes, very much so. You made it to the Bahamas or Jamaica, you would have been all right. Because there are ferries that take you there from Florida.
Well, big stupid. Big stupid.
Oh, goodness, great. Neek, this is going to tear you up, too. But wait, Neek, here we go. It gets worse. China introduces a new anal COVID-19 testing protocol, allegedly more accurate than throat and nose exams, although angry inhabitants say it's asinine.
I mean, we don't have many anal testing, so... Is there any other test that we know outside of prostate that you have to use anal?
Not that I know of.
So, I don't know. I'm not messing with it, though.
I ain't going no drive-through anal testing. I'm good on that, too.
First of all, who's going to be bold enough? Okay. Who's going to be bold enough to stick something up someone's butt?
They doing it in China right now, unfortunately.
Every nurse ain't gonna be capable of doing that shit.
No.
Every nurse ain't.
No. And what if they ain't bathe? That'll make it worse.
Exactly. You got that.
Ain't no way.
You know how humans are. I have the right to not bathe.
Ain't no way.
Americans.
Yeah, I can't say it's going to the Liberty Bowl or ALP Field, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, State Farm Arena for a drive through buddy COVID test. Can't see it happening.
Can't. I really can't either. So, as far as I'm concerned,
okay. If that happened in Florida, what would happen if that happened in Florida? Think all these stories would have that happened in Florida.
Somebody getting shot. Florida folks got all the bullets.
Dude's gonna be grabbing booties. They're gonna be trying to get.
Florida people got all the bullets, so I don't know as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't even play that game with them.
You got that right. Get this. Florida man, Liberty High School students demand white body-slamming cop be fired from campus duty after leaving black girl unconscious.
I mean, there shouldn't be a boycott about that. If you leave any student unconscious, you should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fact that they need to boycott it makes it worse.
Exactly. Hoo-wee. Now, what did you learn? Atlanta man pistol whipped and forced out of Dollar General by employee for refusing to wear a mask inside the store.
Well, shouldn't have worn a damn mask. That's all you can do.
But the employee had a pistol behind the counter.
Dollar General folks keep pistols behind the counter now?
Yes.
I don't blame them for having a pistol, but at the same time, I'm kind of shocked that they are using them. Because I know for a fat family, Dollar probably got a couple of them.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And the Dollar Tree, too, and deals probably as well.
Right, they probably do. I think all the dollar stores should have pistols or guns somewhere.
I mean, he came around the counter pistol with that, bro. He came around the counter with the pistol. whipping him down.
Also, if dudes say you need to have your mask on, and he has a pistol in his hand, why didn't that person run?
Because they're privileged, Nick. You know that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like a pistol in my hand and you are still right there.
Being defiant.
Being defiant at that? Oh, you really don't care about your life. That means if a dude trying to rob you, you finna argue with him.
Exactly. And he was from Buckhead, too.
I ain't got time to argue, man. If you want to hear, have it, but spare me.
Well, you know, he was some boy kid. He was privileged. He thought he was, you know, could do what he talked junk, and he got taught a lesson.
Man, look, like I said, I'm perfectly fine not getting pistol whipped or shot if I need a hand up or something. But you just can't just say, nah, man, we'll ride it up. Nah, bro. Mm-mm. Just put the mask on, bro. You ain't going to get pistol whipped. They ain't going to touch you.
I'm trying to figure out, why is he on the west side of Atlanta anyway? Being from Buckhead, what's he doing over there? Why is he on the west side of Atlanta anyway? You in Buckhead.
Drugs.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what he's doing. Buying drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he got what he had coming to him, right?
Yep.
Get this. Florida man arrested, set up a secret camera in his ex's house to catch her messing around with her new boyfriend, which is his ex-friend from the gym. He climbs through the window and attacks them both with a metal Eastern bat.
But it's over with, though.
Exactly.
And you got a video camera in there, so now they got a video of you breaking through the window.
Yes.
So basically,
you snitched on yourself.
You snitched on yourself. And you're going to be in jail for a good couple of years.
All because you couldn't take the way that she moved on with your ex-friend from the gym.
She's gone, gone.
It stemmed from a threesome. That's why you don't invite a third wheel in. It could go good or bad for you.
Yep. For shame on him, but hey, it's his own fault.
Mm-hmm. My
it's
goodness.
His own fault.
Georgia man arrested for exposing himself to a salesman at Ashley Furniture Store, saying, quote, "We could do something on this mattress right here together." I know.
Man, it's furniture, bro.
Ashley Furniture Store on the mattress folded himself, saying, "We can do some of this mattress together and make it last." He keeps swearing. He said, "Make it last." He keeps swearing.
I don't know.
Mm. That's new level of stupid right there.
Very stupid.
Because you got cameras again around the store that know you did it.
Exactly. And you possibly have more than one witness.
And he did.
Some folks are just stupid.
Yes, I told you. It's very stupid.
His life.
Well, we got this for you. Florida woman shunned by community for having COVID parties in the midst of the COVID mutations currently happening in Florida. She's having up to 40 people at her mansion a night for parties.
In Florida? I thought that was allowed. Florida just didn't care.
The neighbors are upset about it because they don't want to catch the mutations.
Must be white. Well, not white.
Yes, because it's a mansion. Yeah, they are. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Homegirl violent because you never know who over at her house.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if she don't leave her house and go talk to them, then she should be fine. That's my thing. So, homegirl needs to stop doing on party still regardless, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be that hard. And like you're likable. Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it at all.
Neat. We're going to talk about this courtside Karen. LeBron James, who I'm no fan of, responds to cantankerous, soup cookie-ish, Cali-lipped, COVID maskless white heckler in the Atlanta Hawks State Farm front row where me and Neek sit at before she and her clout chasing the consort were ejected in our area, Neek. That's where we be at, bro.
That's that one area for real?
That's where we was at, bro. That's where we was at. That was where we be at when we go to Hawk games together.
My thing is, LeBron is a 6'8", 260-pound man. You are some, 5'2", 5'3"?
Gold digging.
White woman who...
with Botox.
Who says she's 25, but she looks 46. And you think you're going to beat his ass?
Privilege. That's privilege, bro. That's privilege again. That's privilege. That was privilege to her, weaponizing her whiteness. Remember, that's all. She's the victim. Remember,
dog. She should be glad that he didn't blow his air on her. She gonna fall.
She may be glad it wasn't J.R. Smith or Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, Sprewell would have been choked.
Or Xavier McDaniel, or Vernon Maxwell.
Oh,
Derek Coleman, Charles Oakley.
Vernon Maxwell probably would have killed her. Yeah, he would. Straight killer or choker. Like, I don't see the point of you. I don't see the point how humans can try to say they can beat up somebody that's 6'9", 260 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. I don't care how buff your boyfriend is.
Exactly. And you was in my area, the seats I frequent when I'm at that arena. That shouldn't have fans right now, to be honest with you. This is why we shouldn't have fans at the Hawks game. But I'm just saying.
This won't be a story. Do you have no fans in the stands? You just have Hawks players talking shit to them. That's about it.
But you know how, but you know our history with Atlanta Hawks. You know how the Hawks do.
Yeah, they.
We just gonna go there.
We're gonna go there today, though.
Yeah. Hold on, yes. We have material for days on Atlanta Hawks, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Bruh. Florida woman arrested for using a car headrest and a 9 to rob the Dollar General store.
Car headrest?
And a 9, yeah.
What was the headrest for?
No idea.
Was she losing it like it was a silencer or some shit?
Bro, I wish I could tell you.
I don't get it. I don't get it, but a car headrest and a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, try this. North Carolina man attempts to hang his pastor after texting him about tithes and offerings when the pastor knew he just lost his job a week prior. So he ain't tithed in a few months. We need something from you, Brother Wilson. Brother Wilson tried to hang him.
Tried to hang him?
Yes.
Like with a rope?
Yes.
Trying to hang him.
Mm-hmm.
Again with a rope.
Yes.
I'm done, man. I can't wrap my head around that.
Well, try this one. Florida woman arrested for shooting Florida man in the testicles for trying to steal her air conditioner.
That's a good defense.
The man told the coach, you better suck him if you're going to shoot him.
That's a good defense. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Oh, this is terrible.
Nothing wrong with it. Got to shoot somebody if you threaten me.
Oh, God, this is terrible. Alabama man arrested for shooting up his coworkers, they catching him in the conference room and giving it to one of his assistants doing lunch break. Made it worse for yourself, brother. You made it worse for yourself. You couldn't deny it if you didn't shoot nobody. That wouldn't happen. We were just talking. He could deny that if he didn't shoot nobody.
I don't know what to say. I'm not, I'm just, bro. What? Excuse me. Pardon me. I have nothing to say on that one. That was just wild, man.
Well, this is gonna tell you the shreds. Florida man arrested for putting another Florida man in the walls of Jericho. Looked at his wife too long.
For doing what?
Looked at his wife too long. Looked at his wife's booty too long and put him in the walls of Jericho in the middle of the airport.
And nobody broke it up?
They just watched it, put him in the walls and make the man scream and holler.
Oh, that's security. They did nothing.
He just watched him. Only in Florida, right?
That's not fucking possible, but only in Florida. Anything is possible.
Well, this is Florida too. Florida man attorney disbarred after being caught in jail with zipper down filming a porno with a legal assistant. Only in Florida.
Florida is a wild place, man. I think only the wild survive in Florida. Only the wild survive in Florida. Also, you're an attorney. So what's the point of you not getting another decent lawyer to help you get off this? Where's your lawyer friends? They didn't say, fuck that. You on your own and move on. What's going on with that?
He was in jail to visit a client, but he brought an assistant with him and they was in a private room filming something.
My thing is, why would you bring somebody that you normally want to bring to see you? I mean, to see your cousin, I mean, see your client, and you can easily just go away and do something with that person and come back like that.
I don't get it either, bro.
He was in jail too, right? Mm-hmm. See, even more security. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? This is dumb. Boy.
Yeah, we got three more to go too, which is even worse. Florida man with a Florida tattoo on his forehead arrested for calling 911 to help him find a woman to top him off and give him some marijuana.
That's all you want?
Yeah, he kept calling 911 though to do it.
That's what you wanted, and you wanted to call 911 for that. Mm-hmm. See, man, the Florida folks got too much time on their hands. Too much time. Way too much time on his hands.
This story is nasty.
It's trash.
This is nasty. Florida man arrested for farting on Florida beach patrons' head while they were sleeping as a joke. Jacksonville Beach.
Repeat that one more time.
Florida man arrested for farting on Florida beach patrons' head on Jacksonville Beach as a joke. He was on the beach sleeping and farted on the man's head.
Did he know that man?
No.
Well, he deserved to go to jail. He should be lucky on that one, too.
Lucky he didn't get shot and killed.
Exactly, because Florida got bullets.
Oh, man. This is our annual Florida aggression story of the week. The last one of the week is this. Florida man arrested after running into the fitting room at Walmart to grab and jiggle a female's booty who he saw go ahead and try some clothes. Said, quote, I had to have it. It was mine. That booty is mine. What in the hell?
What's up with Florida? Just grabbing random ass and making it. Like, what's up with that? Like, it's always Florida.
Always
Florida.
I don't get it, Nick.
I don't get it. Like, they just be grabbing random ass and think they not gonna get charged.
Pulling out the Johnsons or
Stan Florida, man. Stan Florida.
Like, why you do that for, dog? I mean, how about this? Wait on her to come out of the dressing room and make your pitch to her.
Man, you could have made your pitch. Oh, boy.
Right up behind her, she's probably naked or whatever she was, in her pants or whatever she was, and just went to grabbing, feeling, and touching.
All he had to do was wait.
All he had to do was wait.
Now you're in jail.
You're going to get COVID now.
Exactly, because they ain't got no more room to do anything.
Hey. Yeah, I don't get it. Never will get it.
Never will. Same over here too.
So, Neek, what are your thoughts on this week's report, man? What are your thoughts?
I want Florida to get some rest. Florida needs all the rest it can get. Maybe you can start this year over already. I mean, I just can't think of nothing else for Florida, man.
Neek, they're getting worse by the week.
Somewhat. Somewhat getting worse.
But they always are around sex, though.
I mean, Florida is an aggressive, horny-ass state. How many times I got to tell you?
Every week, it gets worse. And I'm going to give it a disclaimer again. What don't I use, people? Think about what I don't go with. Remember that.
Well, Florida got a lot of those.
I had, in the queue today, 55 Florida stories that I didn't use. 55 I didn't go with.
55.
The cutting room floor. I used about 16 today. So I cut that. I couldn't use 55 of those stories.
Lord, it's a busy world, man. It's a busy world.
Neek, I'm going to tell you something. This is no, when I lived there, I didn't see this stuff. I didn't see it. it didn't come in my orbit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Most of these stories are not of our ilk anyway. It's very rarely they're one of us, Neek. Very rare.
Rarely.
Yes. Oh, folks, this is his boss for this week. Follow my man, Nacho Man, Neek. Follow him. Hit him up. Let him know you enjoy his commentary. The Boss Man Show. Boss Man. Bringing you the best in Florida news weekly. Neek, do you have a state for me to try next week? Because Arizona was too dry this week. Do you have a state?
Let me see. Florida. Try Texas.
That should deep. That should, yeah, Texas should have some stuff for me.
Yeah, Texas should have a lot. That's my thought for the next one. Yeah. Texas versus Florida. Bad news battle.
Florida gonna win probably.
Probably.
Look, I can't see anybody beating Florida right now.
Florida too ahead of the game right now with all the shit and stuff they got going on.
But I will say my man going from Minnesota to Texas was pretty stupid, but I understand. You was upset, bro. I get it. 21 hours.
We turn around at 10:20. 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. Go on back home.
And I want to shout out somebody. Shout out to the sucker in Texas who is singing love songs, somebody that don't want him, and buying them gifts, and they don't get nothing at all. I just want to tell you, it's not good. She's playing you. She's playing you, player. You're going to be back in debt again.
Oh, boy.
I got to say, but folks, if I wanted to do a show about that, I could.
Nah, we're going to need that on until we get a resolved ending for this shit, because... Going and going and going.
Quit chasing it. It's over. Leave it alone.
Done.
She don't want you. Never. She never wanted you. She's using you. She a liar. She a cheater. She a still heartbreaker. She don't want you in her life. She want to take your money, your cars, your kids you don't have, your dogs, your money. She wants it all. She don't want you. Shout out to Profile, that's on Liar. Shout out to Profile. And also Rough Ends. No more shopping sprees. No more like that. Come on, man. Leave it alone, bro. Leave it alone.
Roll 401k, who even got?
So, yes, folks, Boss, Neek, check us out. We out.
Peace.